Sky Sports Radio combined with Harness Racing New South Wales brings you On The Pace for your daily dose of news and tips.
It is 20 to 11 and from Harness Racing New South Wales, Amanda Rando, good morning.
Good morning, Cozzy. We only have two more sleeps until the Alabar Breeders' Challenge finals day at Menangle on Sunday. And for this morning's On The Pace, I thought we'd catch up with Brad Hewitt, who recently became a father to his little daughter, Ruby. And he heads to Menangle this Sunday, Cozzy, with three Group 1 drives. So good morning to you, Brad.
Morning, Amanda.
Yeah, it must be pretty exciting. You've got plenty going on off the track and on the track, but a pretty amazing feat to head into Menangle's meeting on Sunday to have three Group 1 drives.
Yeah, no, I've got three two-year-olds there, and Dad qualified two of his own. He's got two three-year-old boys in the Carlton Geldings there, and he bred both them too, so it makes it more special.
Yeah, big day for the family. Were your little daughter, will she make a racetrack appearance on Sunday?
Yep, yeah, she's going for her first outing. And my brother and his wife, they had a little boy last week too, so yeah, they'll be both stepping out for the first time on Sunday.
Wow, more Hewitts to come. All right, well, let's go through the horses you've got in on Sunday. I'll start with the Group 1 races. So in the two-year-old boys final, you actually trained two of the runners. You've put yourself down on Rockin' With Elvis to drive, and he was impressive, finishing second last start.
Yeah, he went really good. You know, he sort of hadn't had a run for about a month from his heat win, and yeah, I was really happy with the way he went. They went real quick time, and I know the winner sort of sat outside him, but our fella was sort of leading the rest of the pack up to the tearaway leader, and yeah, he only got beat a meter. I was really happy with his run.
Yeah, well, the draw looks like it's fared not too bad for you as well. He'll carry saddlecloth six, but with the removal of at least one emergency on your inside, he should come out of barrier five. So are you happy with that?
Yeah, I was really happy with his draw. Just where they've drawn, obviously, still be nitro. It's going to be hard to beat from the one there, but there's still a lot of gate speed from out wide. Like Ricky Sauce, the crunch time, the way he came out of the gate in the semi-final, still be nitro will have to be, yeah, pretty quick to hold him out. So yeah, we're just going to hope there's a lot of speed. Our fella has a lot of gate speed himself, so we'll be able to get across and find a nice spot anyway.
Very good. Now, he's owned by a few of the boys that play for the Canberra Raiders as well, isn't he?
Yeah, Jared and Jared Croker and Sammy Williams, they're both in him, and they got that's what I said, he's in the head of the Rise of Stars yeah, on Sunday there too, so but they're not going to be there. They're up at Darwin this week, so they can't make it, which is unfortunate, just bad timing, but yeah, they'll be tuning in from up there.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. I know they're great supporters of their horses, and they love being on track when they can. Also in that two-year-old boys final, Brad, you train Send It. Unfortunately, he's drawn the widest runner off the front row, but he's been thereabouts without sort of being in the money his last couple of starts.
Yeah, he's sort of, most of him, he's got a few bad habits at the start. He's off the OD, so he's always going to draw bad. But, yeah, he's done a good job this season. He's won four races already, so I've been really happy with him, the season he's had. And, yeah, we'll have this run on Sunday. But obviously, it's going to be hard to get out there, but if they go really hard, he's a real strong horse, and he'll be running right at the finish anyway.
Yeah, the following race is the two-year-old fillies final, and you have Dance Like an Angel in that one, which you're driving as well. She's very impressive, winning her heat out at Bathurst, and she finished fourth in her semi. You weren't really happy with her preparation leading into that semi. She was a bit off, but how has she come through after finishing fourth in that semi-final?
Yeah, she's just a funny horse. She just seems to be really prone to picking up bugs and viruses and getting crook and that, but since the run, that's probably the happiest I've been with her work, and just she's been fit and healthy since that Bathurst win and gone off that run. Like, she's been with a real camp.
Yeah, she was the fastest heat winner that night, even faster than the boys. So, and she's drawn well in four on Sunday.
Yeah, she's got a nice little draw there too, and most of the other good chances are sort of drawn one to five, and yeah, there's a couple more out wider, but yeah, I'm happy with her draw. She's drawn to get like a soft little run there, and just got to hope that there's a bit of speed on if something can hold out Pelosi. You've seen that she's not unbeatable last start. She got eight, happened to sit outside them, and if something can do that again, yeah, she'll be in with the real life here.
All right. Well, your next Group 1 drive is for your dad in the three-year-old Colts and Geldings final. You're driving Rockin' Marty, and he's drawn really well in Barrier 2. Alongside him is the odds-on favourite Lochinvar Art. But Rockin' Marty, he hit the line very strongly in his semi-final to finish second.
Yeah, he's going really good, man. He's a pretty nice horse, and yeah, just his last two starts, he's drawn wide, and just things haven't panned out for him. But you go back to the start before that, and the heat at Wagga, he actually started favourite over Hard Hitter, and he was only second up that day, and they just went a really strong mile, and he just was nowhere near ready for as hard a run as what he had that day. And he only got beat, I think, a metre or two that day to Hard Hitter, and just his last two starts, he's drawn the car park, and he was already qualified, so he could just drive to hit him up and sprint home. But it's the best draw he's had in a long time, and I can't wait to see what he does on Sunday.
Yeah, that's got to be promising leading into that Group 1 on Sunday, and with that draw as well. So that's a really tough race. I'm really looking forward to that one. Your dad also has I'm Bruce Almighty in that race too. He's drawn out. Well, he'll carry Saddlecloth 11, should come out of Barrier 9 in that one. So that's another one to look forward to. Who else have we got? And you've got one that you train that isn't in a Breeders' Challenge final, but it's... the horse you mentioned earlier, that's what I said. He's going around in a heat of the Rising Stars, so you're not on to drive him. Jack Callaghan's taking the reins there. But that's what I said. He's been in good form too for you, Brad.
Yeah, he's been going really good. He's just run into Smart One of Mark Callaghan, Vegas Star. He's just in super form at the minute. I think he's in later in the day too, but he's just been flying that horse, and he's run a couple of close seconds to him, and like the sectionals have been really good. They got home in a touch over 54 his last two starts, I think, and home in 26s. So yeah, I think it doesn't look as hard on paper this week, but you never sort of know, especially all these junior drives are a bit foreign to all the horses sort of things, but he's got really good gate speed and he can put himself in the race, but I think he'll be really hard to beat too.
Yeah, well, I mentioned Jack Callaghan's taking the drive on your horse there. Do you know Jack, and have you been following his driving?
Yeah, no, he's a good little driver, and obviously he's got Mark. He's a great trainer himself and good mentor, so yeah, he's definitely got the right breeding and, yeah, someone looking after him, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's a big day for your family on Sunday, and a nice start for little Ruby to head to the races on such a big day for Breeders' Challenge Finals Day at Menangle on Sunday. So thanks for joining us, Brad, this morning, and best of luck for Sunday. I'll catch up with you on track, and it should be a good day.
Thanks a lot, Mana. Thanks for having me.
No worries. So there you have it, Cozzy. Brad Hewitt, a young father, plenty happening off the track as well as on the track for him. And a little side note for Brad that's quite amazing is he trains the horses, he drives them, he's the farrier as well. He does it all, so it's quite impressive. Mm. And he breeds them, he owns them, so he really does it all. So for such a young guy, he's doing a great job.
He's the Brad of all trades.
Yes, he's the Brad of all trades. I like that. I'm going to copy that, Cozzy.
You can. No, I won't even charge you.
Oh, good. Mates, rates. Thank you.
All right, Amanda, we'll have you back with a few best bets for Newcastle shortly, okay?